Imagine earning continuing education credits while doing exactly what you're doing right now. Well, you can. Gable Media has revolutionized the way you earn your continuing education credits with a groundbreaking approach. Forget running around town and scouring the internet for credit-worthy courses. Fulfill your CE requirements effortlessly by listening to engaging podcasts just like the one you're listening to now. Our podcasts are designed to educate, entertain, and inspire, all in a user-friendly environment. But wait, there's more. Architects, Gable Media is also approved as an AIA Continuing Education Services provider. Upon completion, we handle everything, from reporting your hours directly to the AIA, to storing your certificates in your personal Gable Media profile for your self-reporting needs. So follow the link in the show notes and start earning your credits in the most innovative and entertaining way possible with Gable Media.
All right, Entree Architect community, it's time for context and clarity. The reason that I come to you every day is so that we can find clarity around the things that matter most to you, the architect. And it doesn't matter if you're the employee of a firm, maybe you dream of starting your own firm. Maybe you even said 2021 is my year and you're on the runway to starting your own firm. Maybe you've had a firm for a year or 10 years or 20 years and you're starting to rethink, reimagine what your firm could or should be. All of the topics that we cover, one topic every day, fall under the broad umbrella of the business of architecture, and they are the need-to-know topics for the success of architects just like you. It's March 12th, 2021, and this is episode 30 of the Context and Clarity podcast. My goal when I record these episodes is to inspire you to start the thought process and hopefully even to spur conversation. I really want to challenge you to think about and to explore these topics even further, and I want to do something to help you build a better, stronger practice. This week, we've been exploring the critical theme of firm culture, and yesterday, on Context and Clarity Live, our weekly simulcast event, we talked with Max Yoder about doing better work, about understanding, and about accountability and progress. Did you join the Context and Clarity Live conversation yesterday? Were you on Facebook, or were you on LinkedIn or YouTube, or are you one of our many, many followers on Twitch? I appreciate Max for coming on and Catherine McPhail for co-hosting with me. Like I said in Tuesday's episode, I, like you probably have as well, I've been part of some great firm cultures and some that, well, they weren't so great. So when I met Max and then I read Do Better Work, it really helped me understand more about what really makes a great culture. If you missed yesterday's episode or you want to dig deeper into this topic, here's what you need to do. First, go back and listen to episode 29. Second, go to the Entree Architect Community Facebook group and watch the recording of the live Context and Clarity conversation. Now, if you're not a fan of Facebook, that's okay. I'm not either. The only thing that I do on Facebook is host Context and Clarity, and I participate in some of the conversations that go on inside the Entree Architect Community Facebook group. That's it. I even have an easy link that takes me straight to the group so that I don't have to see any other part of Facebook. If you're interested, that link is entrearchitect.com/group. That's it. It's super simple and it takes you right there. So think about joining that group and maybe adding to the live conversations. Now, today at 4 p.m. Eastern, we'll be back to our daily Context and Clarity conversation format. And we'll continue the mini-series that we revisit every week on the digital and social media platforms that architects could, and maybe should, or maybe shouldn't use. This week, we'll talk about TikTok for architects. Talk about culture. Talk about cultural phenomenons. Now, because I love TikTok and I'm intrigued by what architects and attorneys and contractors and real estate agents, even accountants, are doing on TikTok, I know there's a good chance that you're not there. By the way, There's a lot more going on TikTok than teenage girls dancing. It's a social media platform that's come a long way since its beginnings as a lip-syncing platform called Musical.ly. Yes, there are some architects on TikTok, not that many, but the ones that are there that I know about are doing some incredible work. They're telling stories about projects. They're showing people how to sketch. They're educating people on styles and lingo that's previously been reserved for architects only. So here's the question. Are you on TikTok? If you're not, what can you imagine doing with a 60-second video? That's the challenge. Like any digital or social media platform, you need to know what it is that you're trying to accomplish and then map out a strategy for the best way to do it. I said before that I love TikTok, but I'll be honest, I haven't really found my voice there yet. I'm still experimenting, and that's part of the beauty of the platform. There's plenty of space and forgiveness for experimentation and exploration. And if you want to become known as the dancing architect on TikTok, so tell me about TikTok. What are your best tips and tricks? Ask me about TikTok. What do you need to know? That's what we'll discuss today in our Context and Clarity conversation. If you want more of the Context and Clarity podcast delivered to you every weekday, subscribe wherever you consume podcasts. And if you love content like this, check out Gable Media. It's the multimedia network for people that care about the built environment, and it's the home of Context and Clarity. With Gable's growing family of podcasts and video channels, I know you'll find something there that interests you. You can learn more at gablemedia.com. That's gablemedia.com. And if the topic of today's episode is of particular interest to you and you'd like to dig deeper into it, then join me over on Facebook today at 4 p.m. Eastern inside the Entree Architect Community Facebook group. If you're interested, the link is entrearchitect.com/group. That's where every weekday at 4 p.m., I host Context and Clarity conversations. And we take these topics, the topics that you hear about in this daily podcast episode, and we dig deeper. We have a conversation in real time to try to find more clarity around the things that matter most to you. So thanks for listening. I hope our time together has inspired you to think about your community and your practice and how you can support those around you. I'll be back here again tomorrow. And in the meantime, I hope you'll join me and the Entree Architect community on Facebook today at 4 p.m. Eastern so we can help each other find more clarity around the topics that matter most, no matter what your context is.
From historic homes to modern architecture, brick is one of the most popular building materials around the world.
How to allow the house to bridge the gap between the history of the site, the approachability of this kind of architecture in this kind of neighborhood, and the sort of nostalgia of materiality for the client's past, right? And brick really started to provide an answer for that.
Hi, I'm Doug Pat, and this is Design Vault. There aren't many materials that easily blend with any style and context, but brick does just that. I've seen some extraordinary work with brick, so when Glengarry approached me about hosting this podcast, I couldn't say no.
Typically, Tudor-style houses from outside are just stunningly gorgeous piece of structure, and when you go in, it's just sad.
Yeah.
Dark. And that is not going to happen with my approach to design.
I speak with industry leaders and share inspiring stories behind their work and ingenious design.
You'll see brick that's fashioned into basket weave patterns, sawtooth patterns, what's known in England as diapering.
Doesn't sound like you knew them per se, right? They found you through relationships that you had with other.
Well, wait, Doug, there's more.
Okay.
We'll go behind the scenes to understand process and even the inspiration that sparked the design.
You know, I think we were inspired by all the factory buildings in Dumbo. I mean, that is the kind of period of significance, that early American factory building.
Design Vault by Glengarry, Visit glengarry.com/design-vault or search for Design Vault wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe now to stretch your imagination.